From Washington, this is VOA News. UN claims mass atrocities occurring in Syria. More fighting in Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United Nations says mass atrocities continue to take place in the war in Syria, with a continuous influx of foreign fighters and the rise in power of extremist groups. A report by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria highlights what effect the conflict is having, saying the impact is no longer confined to Syrian territory. Commission member Carla Del Ponte says nobody is held responsible for the horrific crimes being committed every day by all the warring parties.
The Security Council should take the decision to defer to the ICC, International Criminal Court, the Syria case, the crimes committed in Syria, so that the permanent court can start proper investigation and issue the first indictment for the high responsible military and political responsible for that crimes. That it is a first important step to peace. But until now, as you know, the Security Council is doing nothing.
UN Commission member Carla Del Ponte. The World Health Organization says 80 people are now being monitored for Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's where officials reported an outbreak of the disease this week. The UN agency is awaiting lab results to confirm the disease is definitely Ebola. The UN Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution tightening the Libya arms embargo and calling for an end to the violence in that country. The move follows reports that Egypt and the United Arab Emirates launched surprise airstrikes in Libya against Islamist militants there. Egypt dismissed the reports as unsubstantiated. This is VOA News. Israel and Hamas are both claiming victory in the 50-day Gaza war as a new ceasefire took hold Wednesday. Key demands by the two sides were left unresolved, subject to further negotiations at Egypt-sponsored talks in Cairo in the coming weeks. Israel is demanding that Hamas be disarmed, while the Palestinians want an end to the extensive Israeli blockade of Gaza and the opening of a seaport and airport. The U.S. State Department says Russia sent more military assets into eastern Ukraine, indicating a Russian-directed counteroffensive is likely underway near two key rebel-held border cities. Ukrainian security forces also report increased Russian-supported military activity. VOA's Gabe Joslow has more.
Ukrainian national security spokesman Andriy Lysenko told reporters in Kyiv Wednesday about increased shelling of Ukrainian territory coming from across the border in Russia a day earlier and the movement of Russian troops. Russia continues to build up its military presence at their border, he said. During the last 24 hours, Russian military vehicles concentrated in border districts, mostly in the Rostov region. Lysenko said intelligence sources reported increased activity of Russian forces in Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in March. Moscow denies supporting pro-Russian separatists battling Ukrainian armed forces in eastern Ukraine. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kyiv.
A United Nations-supervised anti-fraud audit of more than 8 million votes from Afghanistan's June presidential runoff continues after a brief suspension Wednesday when the rival candidates withdrew their observers from the process. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The large-scale audit of the hotly disputed runoff vote is part of a U.S. brokered deal that binds both Afghan presidential rivals Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah to accept the final outcome and work toward forming a government of national unity. But the vote scrutiny, which began 6 weeks ago, has been hampered repeatedly due to disputes and walkouts by Ghani's and Abdullah's representatives. The latest disruption occurred Wednesday when Abdullah pulled his observers from the audit. His team members alleged their demands to broaden the criteria to identify fraud were not entertained by UN supervisors. Hours later, Ghani announced he too was disengaging his team from the process. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde says she is being investigated for negligence in a corruption case dating back to her time as French finance minister. Lagarde called the accusations totally without merit and said she would appeal the decision to investigate her. She said after 3 years of investigation, the only allegation against her was that she was not sufficiently vigilant. Lagarde said she would not resign. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.